AFR On Demand is brought to you by Old River Trucks. New, pre-owned, rentals, parts, and service. Old River Trucks, we work harder. Learn more, oldrivertrucks.com.
Not a bad weekend in the biz for this guy. I'm sitting there watching college football last week and thinking about the conversation we had Friday with Joe Lisi, where he just kept calling these upsets, and I'm sitting in this very seat where I am right now thinking, my boy's lost his damn mind. And one after another, he starts hitting. I said, oh, I got to have him back. Got to have him back this week. Joe Lisi's with us. How are you, dude?
Always a pleasure, Matt. Love the show. Getting ready for another great weekend of college football.
Even you had to be a little surprised, huh, Joe, that you kept nailing upset after upset after upset last week.
Yeah, I really felt strongly about the Georgia game. I felt that their defense did come around over the last four games under Kirby Smart, and I thought Pittsburgh would be able to move the football against Clemson. To get the outright upset, I was shocked about that. I liked Iowa's chances. Thought it would be a low-scoring game, but when they actually kicked a field goal reminiscent of 1985, a little shocked. Can't lie to you, Matty.
He's on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. You can read his stuff at GoForTheTwo.com. We'll talk about the big games around college football. Let me start locally, though. LSU hosts Florida. Kind of a, I guess, a bit of a grudge match after the way this one came about, but a very different Florida team than the one LSU would have seen back on October the 8th. Joe, how do you think it goes in Tiger Stadium tomorrow at noon?
Yeah, this game reminds me of 2010. Remember when Brad Wing was showboating into the end zone there? I really think LSU dominates this game. I mean, I did a statistic. Since Coach O took over the reins for the Tigers, they're rushing for 267 yards on the ground per game. That's a dominant statistic. Offensive line playing very well. And in the back end of the secondary, Matt, they're holding opposing offenses to 55% completion percentage, have only given up 3 passing touchdowns and have forced 6 interceptions over the last 5 games. I'm sorry, I think LSU's too dominant on the offensive defensive lines. I think they dominate this matchup in Baton Rouge. I'm calling for a 35-10 victory by the Tigers in this matchup.
If Florida does have a shot, what's that blueprint, Joe?
I think the only blueprint that I, in my opinion, that Florida has a shot is that the game is played at 1 p.m. Eastern time as opposed to under the lights in Death Valley. Really not sold on Florida's offense. You look at the two road games that they've played in the SEC this year of significance in terms of importance, Arkansas and Tennessee. They really did not show up in those ball games, and I'm not sold on the quarterback position, whether it be Luke Del Rio or Austin Appleby. I think this is going to be a long day for the Florida Gators offensive line. I think Arden Key and the boys get it done. I just think LSU starts fast and dominates this matchup from start to finish.
Joe, the upset last night with Louisville going down has opened the door for some teams that were chasing a top four spot. Among them has got to be whoever wins the Big 12. And the biggest game so far in the Big 12 is tomorrow, primetime, Oklahoma at West Virginia. I mean, West Virginia's only lost once, Joe, and Oklahoma's two losses look pretty good. But do you feel good about the Sooners going on the road and getting a win here?
I do, just from history, Matt. I mean, since 2011, they're 4-0 over West Virginia and won those games by 10 points per game. I think they have a little more offense with Baker Mayfield and D.D. Westbrook going up against West Virginia's secondary that's given up around 250 passing yards per game. So I like Oklahoma in that matchup. Do I feel Oklahoma is deserving of a playoff ranking should things fall this certain way? I don't, because there are two top 25 matchups that they played, Houston and Ohio State. They got blown out. So I can't even believe that we're mentioning Oklahoma as a possible playoff team this late in the season.
Here we are, however, and that's kind of the reality we face, which will be interesting. So another team that certainly stands to benefit from last night is Ohio State. Joe, they're on the road against Michigan State in a game that in the preseason looked very tasty, but right now looks like a potential blowout in the making. Do you think the Buckeyes continue rolling?
Yeah, I do. I mean, Michigan State has won the series since 2011. They've won 3 of the last 5 by 5 points per game. But you look at Ohio State's offense, they're converting 52% on third downs, which is a huge statistic in today's college football. And you look at the flip side with Michigan State, Matt, they're -3 in turnover margin. That's the first time that Michigan State is negative in turnover margin since 2009 when they had a -6 mark. And then you look at the takeaways by this team. They only have 12 takeaways in 2016. Compared to 2015, they were at 28 takeaways. In 2014, they had 34 takeaways. And then when you look at the defensive front seven, 10 games, 7 sacks. When you can't force turnovers and get pressure on JT Barrett, I'm sorry, I think it's going to be a long day. And then you look at the flip side with Ohio State's defense over the last couple of games, Nebraska and Maryland, they held both of those teams to 60 rushing yards per game, 129 passing yards, no touchdowns rushing, no touchdowns passing, and 3 interceptions. They're +13 in turnover margin. I think Ohio State dominates this matchup by 28 points or more.
Joe Lisi's with us. He's on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. You can find his stuff at GoForTheTwo.com. I keep bringing up the loss last night by Louisville, but that really has opened the door for a lot of teams that needed to make up ground, and now one of them that probably benefits also is Washington, which lost last week against USC at home. Now Washington still in Seattle hosting Arizona State. Do you think the Huskies get back on track this week?
I think they win this game, but I think it's a lot closer than people think. Arizona State's played Washington very tough throughout the years, and more importantly, since 2011, they are 3-0 over Washington and have dominated those games by 17 points per game. They won in Tempe last year, 27-17. They're very solid in run support, only giving up 125 rushing yards on the ground. And Graham is a defensive-minded coach. They can run the football. I think they'll slow down the tempo. I think this game is a lot closer than people think, but I do, in fact, believe Washington wins a very close game in Seattle on Saturday night.
Joe, you know, this is that weekend where you look up and down the schedule, and typically everybody takes a breather before their big rivalry games next week. The only matchup between ranked teams is the one we already mentioned, Oklahoma and West Virginia. You called a bunch of upsets last week. On a sleepy weekend, do you see anything else on the board that really catches your eye and says, watch out for that one?
Yeah, it's in the SEC. It's Missouri against Tennessee. Tennessee allowed 443 rushing yards in their 49-36 victory over Kentucky. You look at what Missouri's done over the last couple of games offensively. Under Barry Odom, 2 weeks ago against South Carolina, they lost that matchup 31-21, but put up 465 yards of total offense. They followed that up last week in a victory against Vanderbilt. They won that matchup 26-17, but they put up 481 yards of total offense. This team is not quitting under Barry Odom, who's the first-year head coach, so these kids are fighting hard. And I do not like Tennessee's defense, especially in run support, giving up 216 rushing yards on the ground, Matt. I think Missouri's going to be in this game from start to finish, whether LSU wins or not, which I think people will think that Tennessee will just steamroll Missouri. I don't see it. Missouri gets the outright upset, 33-30 in Neyland Stadium.
Wow. Joe, what is it about Tennessee? Because, listen, you... I'm guilty of this as well. I kind of turn my nose whenever you pick Tennessee to lose at South Carolina, which, of course, came to fruition. What is it about Tennessee that turns you off?
It's their defensive front seven, Matt. I mean, after that Alabama game, they cannot stop anybody in run support, and with big physical offensive lines are starting to move them around. And when you can't stop the run in today's college football, teams can dictate the tempo and can really control the clock. So if Missouri jumps up early and is able to run the football against the front seven of Tennessee, they can slow that pace down and really control the tempo. And I'm not sold on Josh Dobbs in a big spot. He got the victory this year against Florida, a monumental second-half victory in Neyland Stadium, and followed that up with a Hail Mary against Georgia. But he really hasn't shown up in a big spot. And if LSU dominates Florida like I expect, there's going to be a lot of pressure on this Tennessee team to respond. And I don't like that matchup for Josh Dobbs. I like the more loose team in Missouri to strike the upset.
Last one for you, Joe. Joe Lisi, GoForTheTwo.com. I mentioned the game among ranked teams. Of course, there's the Oklahoma game that I mentioned. There's one I neglected, and that's Colorado hosting Washington State. That's number 10 Colorado hosting number 22 Washington State. Joe, at the beginning of the season, this looked like a pillow fight. Now, all of a sudden, this has Pac-12 implications. It's a Fox game at 2:30 Central Time in Boulder, and is it going to be pretty intriguing? Because, as we all know, Washington's trying to win the Pac-12, and they need as appealing a conference championship game as possible, and certainly they still got to win the Apple Cup. But what do you think about the game in Boulder tomorrow?
Well, Washington State's going to be without their main slot receiver, River Craycraft, who's a big play wide receiver in that scheme. But I still like Washington State's defense in this matchup. They're plus 10 in turnover margin, and they're only giving up 116 rushing yards on the ground. And more importantly, under Mike Leach this year, they're running the football, 132 rushing yards per game. That allows Luke Falk and that offense, when they get a lead, to really control the tempo in that matchup and rest their defense. I like Washington State in Boulder to strike the upset. I think it'll be a lot less low scoring than people think, probably in the high 20s, but I do think Washington State ekes out a 28-24 victory over Colorado.
Well, outright upset picks, Washington State and Missouri. We'll see if I'm making a funny, silly sounder montage next week when we bring you on the show, man. GoForTheTwo.com or on Twitter, at GoForTheTwo. He's Joe Lisi. Thanks for the time, as always, man. Enjoy your football weekend.
You too, Matt. Love the show. Anytime.